You are such a dork. You are the world's biggest dork. And I love it. You are adorkable. Adorkable. It's like adorable, but dorky. Get over here. Oh. You're pouting. It's so not adorable at all. And it's completely not adorkable. Darling, when I call you a dork, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And I thought you were actually upset. Oh, you... No. Come here. No, I'm not gonna hit you. I promise. I need to talk to you. And that sounds awful. I need to talk to you, but it's not bad. It's just... I got you something. Kind of. I mean, I did get you something. It's just... You know what? Just unwrap it. And then I will... unwrap it. No, I did not spend ages wrapping it up. An hour. I measured out the bow placement. It's important. I mean, it's not that important. It's, you know, it's a draw. It's a draw. From my dresser. Yeah, I'm giving you a draw. I mean, This is this is why I spend an hour wrapping it, because this is a big deal. And I've wanted to do this for a while, and I'm actually shaking. No, it's like a cuddle would be really nice. Your cuddles are the best. You're the best. And, okay. Actually, could I have another one? I'm not scared. I'm just... I've never given someone a drawer before. I mean, normally I give them the whole dresser. That was a joke. I've never given anyone a drawer because... Well, you're the first person I want in my drawers. I mean, I did not mean to say that. Oh, wow. That's just perfect. So we've been together for a while, and we've said that we love each other, and can I just say, best day of my life. Legit. Hearing you say those words to me. You know, sometimes I'll be at work, striking fear into the minions, as any good office dictator should. You say office manager, I say office dictator. It's about the same thing. In a way, I'll be being all grr. And then suddenly I'll think of the moment you said that you loved me. And then suddenly I'm about as scary as a corgi. A fluffy corgi. A corgi puppy. I love you so much. And I love spending time with you. I love being close to you. And that was a surprise. Because I've always liked my own space. I mean, I've always shared a room. This is the first time I've actually had a place of my own, and the freedom was joyous. But I just want you around. I like waking up and seeing you. I like falling asleep in your arms, and I like seeing the things I've stolen. I mean, the things you've left behind. It's about the same. I like seeing your things with my things, and I thought maybe you would like to leave some things. I mean, on purpose, not accidentally, or have them mysteriously migrate from your place to mine. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, I borrow the occasional t-shirt. And the occasional hoodie. Well, they smell like you, and so I thought you might like to leave some stuff here, if you wanted. I mean, I get that you might not want to, because that's a thing, right? That's a relationship thing, I think. I mean, I've never done that. Given someone a drawer. Yes, I've never wanted someone in my drawers. You're not gonna let that go, are you? Dork. So I thought that I would. And then I kind of second-guessed myself. And it took me about 6 weeks to wrap it. And it's been wrapped for 3 more weeks. And, well, I decided that tonight's the night that I was going to ask you to be in my drawers. Because I love you. You're not saying anything. It's okay, you don't have to. I what? You've already been leaving stuff here on purpose. No, I stole those. I stole all of those. I mean, they just magically appeared here and I gave them a home. I stole them. And sometimes you forget stuff, but you didn't forget them. So you mean you wanted to you wanted a draw? Oh, you didn't want a draw. I mean, that's fine. You don't have to accept it. I mean, it's just a draw. I mean, I've got 4 other drawers. It's fine. I mean, just because that's a top draw, because I thought that would be, you know, a good draw. Oh, you didn't. Oh, so you mean you weren't thinking a draw, you just like having your stuff here. I like having your stuff here. I like having you here, and I'm giving you a draw. The best draw. I mean, that's some prime dresser real estate. So, I guess you all need to bring stuff over to fill out the drawer. What do you mean, no? You already have enough stuff. I don't think you do. I mean, yeah, there's your hoodie and your t-shirt and your other t-shirt and your jeans and your other t-shirt. And I don't know how that got there. That wasn't me. That I did not Oh, that was you. Oh, because I was looking for that at your place. I was going to look at it. So, do you like your gift? Yay. I was nervous. Well, like I said, it's like a relationship thing, and you're the first person I've wanted in my drawers. And, I just really love you. And your t-shirts and your hoodies. Especially your hoodies. Your hoodies are just the best. Sometimes when you're not here, I sleep in them. What? No, that is not adorkable. That is not adorkable. You are adorkable. I'm adorable. No, I'm not. You tricked me. You tricked me. That's not fair. That's not fair. Fine. I'm a little bit adorable. But only because I love you. And only because you love me, and I really love that. I really love you, so this is where we kiss. You are a dork. You're my dork. My adorkable dork. And I love you. So, should we go put the drawer in the dresser? Actually, give me a second. I need to go and hide. Nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. What Metallica t-shirt? Who's Metallica? What's a t-shirt? K24. Bollocks.